Did you announce?
Yes,
of course. Okay. Oh, Florian's here. There you go. Just two? Carolina, obviously not the result you wanted today, but you must be pleased with your performance throughout the whole week here, generally.
Yeah, it was really good week for me. I beat it players I've never beat it before. I had some tough battles. It was, for me, kind of like a first tournament on the clay, so kind of like a preparation. So, of course, could have been a little better if I would make it today, but I have to give credits to Alina. I think she played really good, really fast. I was probably a little bit tired from the last two matches that I played here, but all credits to her.
Well done on the whole tournament. I know you just talked about it there, how this is a good segue into the rest of the clay court season. I'm just curious now, adjusting it to it being outdoors the rest of the way, how do you think this tournament kind of helped you with that, getting a footing on the clay and then, you know, moving the rest of the way?
The clay here is a little bit specific, I would say. It's a little bit different than on the other tournaments, but overall the movement, you know, the sliding, that's still the base, is still the same on coming tournaments. So I think now it's going to be just little adjustments on those other clay courts, but I think this was really good preparation.
Hi, Carolina. Congrats on a great week. Just questioning, you had a lot of injuries the last couple of years. How are you physically right now, last weeks, month?
I'm trying to balance it. You know, I'd say you kind of never know when something can happen, but I'm trying to work on it, try to strengthen my body, and just overall I'm feeling so far this year, you know, there's always little things, but I think that's normal, and I'm kind of balancing it to be able to play all these tournaments. So far I'm feeling good.
Just one, just the wrists, it's very difficult. A lot of tennis players have problems their whole career or have to end it. Is that something you still have to work on then, or have to be physically extra training or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I have to plan my trainings looking at that, especially now playing on the clay. You know, the balls are heavier, so it's a bit more sensitive, I would say now. So I have to kind of sometimes slow down and give it the right rest, the right rehab exercises, and just trying to do best I can to keep it healthy.
Sort of evaluation from you going through matches against Svitolina, Goff, and now Rybakina. You played like three top 10 players, three very informed players. I think you did amazing. Like, you reached the final. You were now head to toe with Rybakina. So how do you think, what these matches can give to you in terms of experience and values?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think it gives you the most experience and the most what you can learn from. These are the best players, so definitely only to face them already gives you experience and a lot of things to learn about my own game, their game, and all that. So I'm really happy to get these matches under the belt, even that one today, and I will only try to take positives out of it.
I guess about the match today, obviously the first set was very close. You got the break, you know, back pretty late. But about the second set, I guess, what do you think made the difference, you know, in between her kind of just getting both of the breaks and, you know, just what do you think kind of led to that?
I think I was overall a little bit slow today in the rallies and with my reactions, and she played really fast, so didn't make it easy for me. Didn't give me much rhythm. You know, it's just fast balls. It's 1-2 balls and it's done. So I couldn't really get that some rally to kind of get back to the game. But she returned really well. I did few more errors, and you know, it goes like this, and then it's really tough to break her. She was serving on fire today, so yeah.
Hello, congratulations. Hey. For the whole tournament.
Thank you.
You work since the beginning of the year with Sven Grönefeld, yes? And what did you change with this coach since this period?
It's tough to say. I would say it's really, it's not like I would change something crazy big. It's a little things that he sees, that he points out here and there. You know, it's not like he would give me suddenly some advice and I would start to play good or anything like that. I think it's, you know, with the time, it's just a little adjustments, something that he sees, he pointed out, we talk about it, if you know, there's a way to improve it or how to look at it. So I wouldn't really say I changed one thing. It's just little things throughout this period we work together.
Second place this year, final, so you will have the chance next year to win this tournament in Stuttgart. Is it your aim to win?
It's tough to think about it. It's in a year. But yeah, I'll definitely try to come back and win that Porsche.